Blessed are the weird people.
Poets.
Misfits.
Painters.
Writers.
Troubadours.
For they teach us to see the world through different eyes.
This is Blessed Are the Weird on Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Jacob Nordby.
Hello, my friends, blessed weirdians. Wherever in the world you might find yourself, this is Jacob Nordby on Blessed Are the Weird Show with Empower Radio Network. And it's getting cold out here. It's fall, and we switched gears. And so here we go. I'm one of my favorite times of the year, actually. But today we have a wonderful guest with an important message, and I'm going to bring her on in just a moment. Before we do, though, I wanted to read this. I actually posted this on the Blessed Are the Weird Facebook page this morning. The meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away. Pablo Picasso said that. Now, we could quibble with the man himself. We could quibble with the words, but the essence of it is partly what we're going to be talking about today. And I have a special guest coming on, Heather McCloskey-Beck, who wrote the book Take the Leap. And actually, she's done a lot of amazing things. She's an inspirational author and speaker. She co-founded the global peace movement Peace Flash. And she's a columnist for the Huffington Post. She speaks all around the United States and around the world. And her Facebook pages have actually surpassed 1 million fans. So she really has touched a lot of lives. And she just released her new book, Take the Leap. And we're going to be talking about that and the message which is inside of it. Heather, welcome to the show. Thanks for being with us today.
I am so delighted to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me, Jacob. It's really my pleasure.
Well, it's exciting. You know, you published through the group of publishing companies, which Randy Davila, I work for him. And when I saw the title of your book, Take the Leap, Do What You Love 15 Minutes a Day and Create the Life of Your Dreams, I got a hold of Randy and I said, I got to have Heather come on this show because just the title itself says so much.
That's great. That makes me happy. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, and you know, Heather, just before the show, we were talking, and you expressed your belief about people. And I know I'm sort of jumping right in here, but we only have half an hour. It's going to go by very quickly. So could you tell me what you told me before the show, what you believe about people?
Yeah, I'd be delighted to. Through living my life from when I was very small on, I realized very early on that when we're born here, we're born, every single one of us, with our own unique brilliance, a true genius. And that if you want to think about quantum theory, and we're in this collective wave, and then when we're born in here, we individuate. And each one of us is here for the purpose to create our beautiful talents into our lives. So it's taking these ideas and make them into reality. And when we do this, when we're doing what we love to do, what we're naturally talented at, we become very happy, meaningful, living meaningful and valuable lives, right? And then when we experience it, it creates a really deep and dynamic personal peace. It's in motion. And
yes.
Then when we have this, we have the capacity to share it out with others. And that, in my opinion, is the way to create a beautiful peace in the world by everybody doing something that's resonantly beautiful and intrinsically natural for them to do. Does that make
so,
sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know that I agree with that. But that's, I feel, I wanted everyone to hear what you said, because that is exactly what we talk about or try to express in various ways here with the Blessed Are the Weird People audience. And one of the reasons we talk about Blessed Are the Weird is that people have that unique genius. And Heather, what I've noticed is most of us who so long to express our authentic, that brilliant essence you talked about in our own way, there's this tension between fitting into the way the world is, or we think it's asking us to be, and that genius part that you're talking about here. Tell me about, because I know you talk to people all over the place, tell me about that tension. Why is there a tug of war going on?
Okay. The way I like to communicate about it and think about it is that when we're born with a natural inclination, we're born into the social enculturation within our families, within our schools, our peers, our churches, our government, our world, our country, that there in every generation and every 100 years, there's a prescriptive way of how to live a life. And when we don't follow that formula, then that would be perhaps where the weirdness idea comes in. But if we do follow it, then we feel really, really great. So how do you stem that bridge? How do you cover that so that you're living a life that feels great and you don't feel weird, you feel fully integrated? How do you do that? Right.
Yes.
And it's really important to understand that our families, they mean the best for us. But we need to tune into what is it we need to do and then take little steps. It's not one giant thing. I'm changing my life. I'm not living that life anymore. There are little things that we can do. And the first one is recognizing what it is that we love to do, because we get busy in our lives and busy on these pathways that aren't naturally comfortable for us, but we don't stop to think about it. Have you ever heard people say to you, Jacob, I don't even know what I'd like to do anymore. I don't even know what makes me happy. Have you ever heard people say that?
I hear it constantly, yes.
Okay. So that's a big thing. And that's a big place to start with, is how do you find out what you actually enjoy to do? To create meaning and value, you can start with something very simple, as I speak about in here, is 15 minutes a day. So we feel like we're too busy. We're running from home to work and back home in this cycle and then recuperate over the weekend. That's a pattern, certainly in the United States, for many people. So how do we disrupt that pattern? How do we change it so that we're not fighting against it, but rather we're creating something wonderful? We think we're too busy. We don't have time. So how do we do that? There are ways to create time. And we can begin to create time. For example, maybe you get up 15 minutes earlier. Maybe you don't, when you come home, you don't do what you naturally do. Perhaps your routine is to flip on the TV or pop onto Facebook or whatever. And instead, you designate 15 minutes and you make a commitment to yourself. I don't know what I want to do, but I'm taking 15 minutes every single day and I'm going to do something that I truly want to do. So maybe it is simply going out and pruning roses. Perhaps it is sitting and reading a book, picking out some crayons and coloring a book, whatever it is to start. And you commit to yourself for 30 days, right? 30 days. I'm going to do something nice for myself for 15 minutes every day. It's simple and it's very difficult because that's not part of our pattern of self-care.
Yes.
It is, right? So day one, you sit down at 6 p.m. and you write in your little journal, knitting a sweater. Do it for 15 minutes. The end, finish. How did it make you feel? Awkward. I don't think I had the time, right? Day two, 6 p.m. I'm knitting a sweater. How did it make you feel? This is kind of a good idea. I think this is a good idea. You get to day seven, it's like, yeah,
right,
I'm
right,
liking
right.
this. You know, now I want to go for a bike ride. Well, you can shift gears and do that, but you take that 15 minutes, and I promise, by the end of whatever period of time it is for you, depending upon how hardcore you are, to not let yourself do something you love to do, you're going to find that 15 minutes goes to a half hour, to an hour, to an hour and a half. And it's just a simple way to begin to redirect, to retrain ourselves, to create a new pattern, a way of doing it. At the beginning, at the baby step to begin. But it's highly effective.
I love that. Yeah. No, and this is what I have guests and we have wonderful conversations. And because it's such a short show, a lot of times it's hard to get the practicality. So we talk at the high level and it's sometimes a challenge to get it to, okay, what do I take home? So everyone who's currently listening or listens to the podcast later, you just heard something you can take home right now. And Heather, one of the things that I know from my own life and I hear from many people is this difficulty we have, and you just talked about the enculturation and all the pieces and parts that go along with that. But the difficulty we have, especially in the West, I feel, where we feel that if the work, what really calls to us from our heart, it's worth doing if we can turn it into money, if we can turn it into a career, if we can turn it into something big enough. So I feel that, and I know I felt this way for a long time, that if I couldn't figure out a way, for example, my early calling was to write, and all of my life I had that inside. And I made a choice really unconsciously as a young guy to not do that because I couldn't figure out how I'd say something that would actually turn into money. And it wasn't until later that life really put the brakes on me, and I found that I suddenly had that time, and then I had to, you know, break those patterns and actually go do it. But my question for you is to talk to us about how to differentiate there, how to understand that what calls to us from inside. How would you answer someone who says, well, I love this. I know what I want to do, but God, I just can't imagine how it will turn into money.
It's an excellent, excellent question. And it's vitally important for all of us to address this, because typically, as you said, you know, we are driven. We are a financially driven country for sure, this Western region, and perhaps much of the world. And that's fine. We all need to live in this practical world. We have to. It's what we are. We're physical human beings. And so we need to make sure that we are creating a safe home for ourselves and for our families and those we love. We need to make sure we have food. We need to make sure that our bills are on time and that we're not stressing ourselves by running up credit card debt and so forth, right? So we need to find a way to earn a living. So the contrast of feeling like I'm in a job that I'm just doing this to make the money, but I know there's another part of me that's wilting on the vine, right?
Yes.
You know, I'm a writer, but right now I'm waitressing. I'm a writer, but I'm a lawyer. It's that whole thing. I'm really a writer. Well, really and truly you are, and you need to write. But you also need to earn a living. And not all of us are blessed enough to be able to earn our living at something that we're profoundly in love with doing. So there's a few components to this that are really important. One thing is that, and you and I were speaking about this just briefly before, is that I think that a lot of people can't stand what they do because they're missing this element of something that they do enjoy, thinking they don't have time to do it. But I can guarantee you that if you go to a job from 9 to 5, or even if you work 12 hours a day, but you plug in, I'll call it that 15 minutes, but if you plug in taking time to do something that feels beautiful and important, you pick up your paintbrushes, you do that running if you're a marathon runner, these are not things we're doing to earn a living. We're not doing these things to earn a living. We're doing these things to create meaning and value and purpose. And we can do both. And an interesting thing that happens is that when we actually introduce this into our lives, when we recognize we have the capacity to do this, our jobs start feeling a lot better because we have that
Yes.
beautiful contrast. It's a balance. It's like we don't all eat just one thing in our diet. You have to have a nice blend of foods to be healthy and well. Well, we need a nice blend of things that we do in our lives to have us be healthy and well also, emotionally, spiritually, physically. That's the mind, body, spirit thing, right?
Yes.
And so when we recognize that we can create dynamically beautiful lives by doing things that we love and still have our job, I've spoken to people who actually discover that they really do like their job once they started writing. And then I've seen people who have actually stopped their job and written, and they're like, I can't stand it. I got to get back to my job because I'm not writing. I'm just sitting here staring at the blank page.
Right.
You know, Einstein. Well, Einstein, he was a clerk. He was somebody who did a regular job on a regular basis and did all the rest of this brilliance. And that, yes. We all have that capacity.
Yeah. So, Heather, I'm going to make this really personal for at least one person who's listening right this minute. So I know we are speaking to a lot of people right now who have tuned in, and many of them are going, yeah, that's wonderful. I'm listening, and some who will listen to it later. But I know for sure, because I don't know if you knew this, but those who tune into this show give us the permission to sort of read their minds a little bit. But I know in particular one person who's listening right now, and mm-hmm. this message you're bringing is so timely. And I remember when, in fact, so here's the conflict. Mm-hmm. I've suddenly found myself embroiled in a life which is not anything close to what I love. My job and the pressures of everything are so heavy. I feel completely wound up and tied up. And I don't know how to take the next step. And I'm concerned if I take any step, the whole damn thing is going to fall apart. How would you counsel that person who's listening right now? And I happen to know they are.
Okay. Well, thank you for being here. And it's really important to recognize we can't accomplish anything by pressing against what is negative and stressing us profoundly. We can't press against it. Instead, we need to create something new, and we need to begin with one spark, and that one spark is, if there's something you enjoy doing that can bring you 5 minutes of peace, then you need to do that, because when we begin to make a change, really, the universe conspires with us, and this is really true. So, if you began your day, instead of when you open your eyes, and you go, oh, God, and your full force of your day and all your stresses come hitting at you, instead, before your toes touch the floor, you just say, okay, I'm going to take 15 minutes. I'm going to take 5 minutes right now. I'm going to go sit down and surround myself by things I like that make me feel peaceful. And I'm going to start my day that way. And I'm going to do a little bit of that in the middle of the day. And I'm going to do some of that at night. And then I'm going to start doing something I enjoy every day for a short period of time. And then I'm going to go allow myself to create some solitude, a little peace, a little quiet. And when we do these things, it opens up this space that we think isn't there, and fresh ideas come in. If you have toxic people in your life, there's definite steps and take a leap on how do we clear out the clutter? Because usually when we have those kinds of stresses, we have profound clutter in our lives. Clutter yes. of relationships, both personal and business, clutter in our homes, clutter in our minds, and we have to start stripping these things down. So there are really basic steps to do that. And when if you clear up your desk, right, you got a mess on your desk, you can't think. But if you clear out that clutter, this is just an example, a physical example, so it's understandable, it's a metaphor. Clear out that clutter, that psychic clutter. We open up some space for things yes. to begin to shift, because it's our perspective that drives us. When we are in fear and when we are pressured, that's our perspective and perception. But when we create that space in ourselves, in our lives, after a short period of time, everything can begin to change because we're driving the car. We're not letting yeah. someone else have the keys and drive us, right? We're driving it.
That's exactly on target. And Heather, I really want to make sure that we're clear on this because, again, people have listened to and watched things like The Secret and so many ideas, and they're wonderful. But what you're talking about is exactly what transformed my life. I mean, you're talking exactly about it. This is extremely on the ground. Practical stuff you're expressing right now.
Yes, that's the whole point. Because I've spent my whole life knowing since I was tiny that these messages were going to come through me. Mm-hmm. But it's grounded in the fact we're human beings in this world yes. in the way it is. And so how do we cross that bridge and connect the dots so that we are an integrated whole person? And it has to be practical because we're living in a very remarkable time. That can be brilliant, or it can be devastating. So it's our perspective. You know, it's like, do we lose weight and get strong and fit in one day of exercise? No. Mm-hmm. No. We make a commitment to ourselves to do certain things, and then we watch the health of our being begin to change. We want, you know, a week of exercise versus a month of exercise. Okay, you're going to see changes. And it's the same thing. We have to create. We have to exercise these abilities within ourselves that have withered. And maybe we're never even developed. Maybe we weren't even aware that we could do this. And that's the whole point, is we hadn't. And it's really, really step by step. And we all have the capacity. There's no one who doesn't have the capacity.
Yes. And Heather, real quick here, because our time is running by so quickly. I really hope, we have 5 minutes. Producer just told me. So I really hope I can get you back again to continue this conversation. It's beautiful. So a couple things. First of all, Heather is going to be a special guest and signing her new book at Be the Change Conference in Newport Beach coming up on, she'll be there 18th of October, so that's coming right up. And if you want to come visit us, I'll be there, and Don Miguel Ruiz Jr. and Dr. Joe Dispenza, and Sunny Don Johnston, and I mean, Heather, there's just a great group of people, and we're going to do a firewalk on the beach. It's really a transformational experience this weekend. So anyway, go to Be the Change, NewportBeach.com to join us. And then for those of you who can't come and see us live, make sure you go to Amazon and get a copy of Take the Leap by Heather McCloskey Beck. So Heather McCloskey Beck, Take the Leap, if you do a search on Amazon for those. And if you're on the show page now, there's a link to it. And also, connect with Heather if you like what you're hearing so far on her website. Sign up for her newsletters and communications at heathermccloskeybeck.com. All right, so let's continue here, Heather. I want to get as much out of you as I can for the next few minutes.
My pleasure. Thank you. Oh, you know what? Also, Jacob, if they actually want to directly communicate with me, they can go to my Facebook page, Heather McCloskey Beck, my author page. Or they can go to Take the Leap, and they can message me, and I will respond to everything.
Wonderful.
Whatever they want.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Well, you know, one thing I love about, I didn't know a whole lot about your work, before talking with you, but I'd taken a little look at your website and the book. But in talking with you today, one thing I love so much is this message, Heather. And in fact, it's so aligned with Be the Change that you're talking about how we do be the change, rather than this vast feeling of overwhelm people get when they even hear words like be the change. It's like, I can't change the whole world. But what you're talking about is, this is how we do it, isn't it?
It is. And I appreciate your acknowledgement and recognition of that, because people do become overwhelmed. What do you mean world peace? Look what's going on in our world. Well, there's a lot of great stuff going on in our world as well. And so we have to turn our focus there. But how do we get there? So if we begin with ourselves, when we say, let peace begin with me.
Yes.
Well, what does that mean? That means when we attune ourselves, align ourselves with who we are intrinsically, with what our calling is, with what we are born to do, and we do it, we create dynamic peace within ourselves. And when we do that and share it with the world, we are contributing to world peace. Period.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Imagine if 1 million people were doing something they love to do and started sharing this.
Yes.
The world would change, just even from that.
Yes. You know, I remember when it because, and I'm not talking theory here, Heather. I struggled for a few years with this whole overwhelm and really did a lot of study and like, okay, what's if I really, you know, I had this impulse, I want to change the world. And so I started digging into, what does that mean? What could I do? And eventually it came to me that, look, I can't wipe out all the noxious weeds in the world. I can't pull up and make the whole world look like a garden. But I tell you what I can do. I can cultivate my own backyard. I can grow something I want to see right here. And that's what I can do. And you know what? If I do it beautifully, then that has contributed. And it feels like that's really in line with what you're talking about today.
Yes, exactly. My business partner and I, Fiona Childs, have this beautiful page. It's actually become a global peace movement called Peace Flash. And it's a Peace Flash is on Facebook, and it's quite remarkable because it talks about this creativity, personal creativity, as being the pathway to peace. We've had passive resistance, which has been brilliant. We've had, you know, people striking. We've had, but what if we focus on doing something really positive and beautiful within our own lives and then sharing that and being that dynamically peaceful way to creating a new pathway, an actual new pathway? It's very, very remarkable, very fresh and positive.
This is wonderful. Well, I hear the music, Heather, telling us it's time to go. But again, folks, please make sure you grab this powerful new book, Take the Leap, and connect with Heather McCloskey Beck and all the ways we talked about. Heather, thank you so much for being with us, and I can't wait to meet you in person at Be the Change Conference.
I know, it's going to be so much fun. I love you all, every one of you. Thank you. It's true.
Thank you so much, Heather. And thanks to Empower Radio Network for hosting this wonderful show. My friends, thanks for being with us. Enjoy your weekend and go get your shine on.